no raising the debt limit without spending cuts and budget reforms. Texas border business. Washington, U.S. Senator John Cornyn, RTX, joined a group of 43 Republican senators led by Senator Mike Lee, RUT, in sending a letter to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer expressing their commitment to oppose raising the debt ceiling without substantive spending cuts and budget reforms. The full text of the letter is below. Senator Chuck Schumer, Senate Majority Leaders 221, United States Capitol, Washington District of Columbia, 2004. Dear Leader Schumer, the Senate Republican Conference is united behind the House Republican Conference in support of spending cuts and structural budget reform as a starting point for negotiations on the debt ceiling. Our economy is in free fall due to unsustainable fiscal policies. This trajectory must be addressed with fiscal reforms. Moreover, recent Treasury projections have reinforced the urgency of addressing the debt ceiling. The House has taken a responsible first step in coming to the table with their proposals. It is imperative that the President now do the same. As such, we will not be voting for cloture on any bill that raises the debt ceiling without substantive spending and budget reforms. Sincerely, S. Senators Todd Young, R.N., Mike Lee, R.U.T., John Barrasso, R.Way, Marsha Blackburn, R.T.N., John Boozman, R.A.R., Mike Braun, R.N., Ted Budd, R.N.C., Shelley Moore Capito, R.W.V., Bill Cassidy, R.L.A., Katie Britt, R.L., Tom Cotton, R.A.R., Mike Crapo, R.I.D., Ted Cruz, R.T.X., Kevin Kramer, R.N.D., Steve Daines, R.M.T., Joni Ernst, R.E.A., Deb Fisher, R.N.A., Lindsey Graham, R.S.C., Chuck Grassley, R.E.A., Bill Hagerty, R.T.N., John Hoven, R.N.D., Cindy Hyde-Smith, R.M.S., Ron Johnson, R.Y., James Lankford, R.O.K., Cynthia Lummis, R.Way, Roger Marshall, R.K.S., Mitch McConnell, R.K.Y., Jerry Moran, R.K.S., Mark Wayne Mullen, R.O.K., Pete Ricketts, R.N.A., James Risch, R.I.D., Marco Rubio, R.F.L., Mike Rounds, R.S.D., Tim Scott, R.N.C., Rick Scott, R.F.L., Eric Schmidt, R.M.O., Dan Sullivan, R.A.K., John Thune, R.S.D., Tom Tillis, R.N.C., Tommy Tuberville, R.L., J.D. Vance, R.O., and Roger Wicker, R.M.S., also signed the letter. Senator John Cornyn, a Republican from Texas, is a member of the Senate Finance, Intelligence, and Judiciary Committees.